This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Fight Cancer Foundation Red Ball Melbourne is taking place this Saturday at Crown Palladium and promises to be a night filled of glitz, glamour and all things red. And we're so excited to welcome into the Joy Studios, it's radio royalty herself, Jo Stanley.
Hello.
Hello. We're so excited to have you here, but me and Mike are a little bit nervous.
Why?
I mean, sweetheart, you're the queen of radio.
He's not nervous.
I feel great.
He should be, let me tell you.
Okay. I'm excited and inspired.
But look, Jo, you are going to be the host of this year's Red Ball. And it shows, like, this, it's the Fight Cancer Foundation Red Ball is celebrating its 27th year.
Well, the Fight Cancer Foundation's been around for 30 years. It's 27 years of the Red Ball, yeah. Just an extraordinary organisation set up by parents who had themselves been touched by leukaemia. It began as the Bone Marrow Foundation. And they set that up to establish a bone marrow bank. And once that was done, they sort of moved on to what else can we do next, and they created the Fight Cancer Foundation. And the work that they do, not just around really crucial research treatments for cancer, but also really amazing things like accommodation for families who are mostly regional, but, you know, they have cancer in their family and so they're going through treatment. So accommodation, I think in the last 6 months, I read on their Instagram actually that in the last 6 months they provided over 5,000 nights of accommodation for families who are going through cancer treatment. And the other amazing thing that they provide is education programs for young people and children who are in hospital sometimes for up to 12 months, two years, and are so isolated and aren't able to hang out with their little friends. And, you know, to have an education program that keeps them engaged with learning and engaged with their peers is so important.
Well, of course. I mean, you've gone through some terrible medical things and you're surviving and, you know, you get better, you go back to school, then you are behind already.
Yeah.
How great that you actually should be, you know, still teaching, letting them learn, experience, have fun, play.
I mean, can you imagine? And I was told of a story of a little boy who had been in treatment for 2 years, in hospital for 2 years, hadn't had the opportunity to go through education programs. So then you go through puberty whilst you're in hospital, you come back and you have to go to a classroom that's, you're 12, you're going back to a 10-year-old classroom. It doesn't work.
You know, not at all.
You need to be able to engage with your education and your learning whilst you're receiving treatment, and to do it in a really fun way, a way that keeps you connected through the magic of iPads and the internet with your classroom. So a lot of schools actually continue with that child. Their peers are there supporting them day to day. Such a beautiful program and so important.
Well, the Red Rock Ball is described as a rock opera extravaganza. I know, Tom, you're going.
Wayne and I are going.
And Tom, I've been out with you before. I think you're a bit of a bogan when you go out. You're uncouth. Do you have any tips etiquette-wise for this man? How he could...
I have been told, drink in moderation. Remember, you're not on Gogglebox again, so you don't have to comment on everybody that says something.
I don't feel the need for trampling on your uncouthness.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I like the fact that you're assuming I am couth. Is that... Do you say uncouth and couth? I don't know. But all I'm saying is that it is a rock popera.
Okay.
Themed night.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
So you've got like a mashup, these incredible entertainers that are doing a mashup of rock, pop and opera.
Cool.
Okay. Now, to me, that means that you've got to party like it's rock and roll. You've got to dance like it's pop, like your Kylie Minogue.
I only dance like Kylie.
And you have to be as dramatic as opera.
Oh, sweet. And I'm gay. And you wait till you see the red brooch that I'm wearing. It is the most gayest flower you'll ever see in your life.
Oh, fantastic. Because it is a touch of red,
touch
the dress.
Of red. So I'm wearing all black tux, including shirt and the bow tie.
Gorgeous.
But I've got this red brooch that this most gorgeous lady has gone and made for me.
Amazing.
And you're getting a haircut before the
event. And I'm going to get my haircut tomorrow.
Oh, well,
there's hope
really?
For you.
Or today, I mean.
I'm enjoying the mop.
Well, I think it looks fantastic too.
I love it.
I think he's inspired by you, Joe.
I do feel like, I know I'm a bit moppish at the moment.
No, I
too,
love
but
that. No,
I feel like if I tried to run my fingers through your hair, I would never get them back.
Oh, you'd never get it back, would you? You know, and I am 50 and this is all my real hair.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't lost any of it.
You are gifted.
I am. Oh, sweetheart, you should see me in bed.
Struggle,
but let's not go there. Last year, we were entertained by the Queen of Pop herself, Marsha Hines.
Mm, incredible.
In 2017, we had the gorgeous Deborah Lee Furness. And if you don't know, that's hunky Hugh Jackman's wife.
Ah,
Joe, as the MC, I want the goss. Who is going to be there?
I can't tell you.
Oh, bloody hell. Really? Is it inappropriate if I ask for someone for a selfie in the toilet?
I wouldn't do it in the toilet, but certainly outside. I mean, linger if you feel the need. Wait till they've come out, not as they're going in.
Oh, okay.
That's my tip.
Well, I usually find that if you get them while they've got a bladder full, they're quite happy to do what you want just to get rid of you.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes I find that's the
trick. Right. Okay, that's a technique I've not used before, so but I'm taking note of that.
Now you're on my side about shunning his uncouthness, right?
No, I encourage uncouthness. No. Come on, we're there to have fun.
We're going to have a great night.
And certainly if you look fabulous, then no one really notices.
Yeah, but the problem is there's a ball. Every bastard looks fabulous. That's the problem.
Mm.
Put a man in a tuxedo.
Oh,
and as Wayne says to me, my head's just like one of those clowns at a circus, just back and forwards with my mouth open. Waiting for someone to put some balls down my throat. You know, that's what happens at the circus.
Haven't
you seen it?
It is.
You go straight to filth, you lot.
Okay, Thomas Walsh, ladies and gentlemen. That Joe, we see you on Channel 7's House of Wellness.
Mm.
And originally you started as a comedian and then you moved to Brekkie Radio.
Yes.
As an aspiring breakfast radio host to make the big leagues, as we are, do you have any tips for us? Well, what can we do? Who do we need whose butts do we need to kiss?
Yeah, who do we have to sleep with to get to the top?
Don't say Murdoch. We're not ready for that yet.
I do that, old man, if it got us to...
I have absolutely zero tip. The tips.
Great.
Well, because I kind of fell into it, you know. I was just really lucky that I was doing stand-up comedy in a dingy Collingwood pub and someone came and I was working with Jodie J. Hill, my then comedy partner.
Yes.
And
you just went on and did a great show for years.
Yeah, we did, Jodie and I, and it was amazing. And I guess all I can say, and it's really lame because people always say it, but all you can do is be yourself and be the best version of yourself and not ever kind of, I suppose, apologise for that.
Okay.
And I think that radio generally responds to that, but the world does as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting the gigs, there aren't that many out there, unfortunately.
Especially if Sydney just canned their brekkie show and now it's just a daytime music
show. Isn't it a shame?
Yeah.
But do you think we're getting are we getting too nanny state, too politically correct that, you know, shock jocks don't work on radio anymore?
I think it depends what city you're in.
Oh, okay.
You know, Melbourne, we don't tend to warm to shock jocks in the same way Sydney does.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but do you want to be a shock jock?
Yeah, I like to. my life is to make sure I insult every bastard out there.
Well, you're yet to insult me.
Yeah, but look at you, sweetheart. You're bloody gorgeous, you know?
Maybe off-air the calls will come out. Who knows? He wants his details.
You never know. Remember, you can still obtain the few final tickets and rub shoulders with some celebs, me, while helping raise money for a fantastic cause. You can get your tickets from redball.com.au. It's the 27th annual anniversary of the Red Ball. This Saturday, the 14th of September, at the fabulous Palladium at Crown. Joe, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's been delightful.
But when we're off air, can you tell me the gossip who's going to be there?
Okay.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.